Blog Talk Radio.
Look, one day you might see me up, the next day I'm laying low, but on both days I never switched up, so I'm with you up, wanna see you low, one day I wanna live it up, with the same ones that been with me though, every day I'm stepping over that bullshit, them lanes tripping on, every day progressing, some days I'm faking, though a few that did some changes and I don't think I would change it. They don't know you till you're famous, and they telling everybody that they know somebody famous. Every day I learn something new, trying to earn something new. I don't trust what I heard something through. A lot of days, that's a lot of patience. Getting days in like a reservation. One day I was wishing it, the next day I was getting it. But on both days I knew I had to get it. And then once I started, I would never finish. Spend some days, I gotta spend some more. Yeah, I won a few, I'm trying to win some more. Thinking back on them old days, and it's motivation for the ones to come.
Days.
I've learned some things from some days. I've been going hard for some days. Thinking back on them days. Man, I remember some days. I've learned some things from some days. I've been going hard for some days. Thinking back on them days. Man, I
days, my walls are black. Me and AK in the strongest sack. With a lot of seeds and a lot of stems. We had a lot of friends who ended up falling back. Like a lot of them, I was soaking places. In my mama's basement, holding my breath for better days. They were overdue, then felt overrated. The oceans never asked for the waves permission. But life is measured by all of the days it's lived in. Muslims, pagans, Christians, it's all the same song. The only difference is that each group thinks the other plays it wrong. It's all the same God, it's all the same life, it's all the same bond, it's all the same plight. On the same nights I overdosed on purpose, how I would lay down, eyes closed, regretting how it was working out. Voices in my head were loud, I tried but couldn't turn them down. Those days suck, but I can't regret them, I don't forget them. All the days forward I got for free, so excuse me if I seem overzealous. I'm a ghost from heaven, I'm a pope in heaven's clothing. Tell them open letter, chosen blessings. I couldn't give a fuck if I'm overstepping. You repped aloud, but I'm loud and repping. I'm counting days like I'm counting blessings. I stay surprised at what fate decides, and I stayed alive, so I'm out of guessing. I'ma keep living till I'm out of breathing. 25 years, 25 years, this experience is, and now I'm proud of Evan.
I learned things from some days. I'm going hard for some days. Thinking back on the days. Man, I remember some days. I learned some things from some days. I've been going hard for some days. Thinking back on the days. Man, I
yo, that right there was the homeboy Adrian Niffley with Days. You are live on another episode of USA Blog Network's The Dopeness Interview Series. We are live with another special host. His name is Adrian Niffley. Authentic is a new LP that's coming up, going to drop on December the 1st. He says he's bringing solid lyricism and assertive delivery for a breath of fresh air away from the average things you hear on the radio. All right, I'm gonna let you introduce yourself, bro. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Man, it's a good Sunday morning, you know?
Yeah,
glad to have you here.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm glad to be here, man. I'm glad I'm, you know, able to offer something and we can, you know, get some content exchange. That's what we're here for.
Word, man. Yeah, go ahead and tell everybody what you're about right now.
Man, really, it's just about the music. You know, I've been writing music since in the fourth grade. I'm 25 now, but it's just something I always had an interest in. You know, I grew up around music in my family. You know, they started off doing it, you know, in a church gospel type background. So, you know, content's always been important to me for that reason. But, you know, I just use my own perspective to make my own art. You know, what I'm saying? It's just all about the creativity and about the music and just trying to bring something new.
Yeah, man, I heard you you started writing in the fourth grade.
Yeah, man, I started writing to the fourth grade, man. It was like a beat. I heard it was that Lil Wayne, Get Off the Corner. I heard that beat, and I was like, man, so I just, like, played the beat in my head, and I wrote, like, a whole, like, page verse to it, you know what I'm saying? Just about, you know, silly little fourth grade type stuff, but, you know, I tried my best to make sure I was on point with it, you know. That was my first rhyme, and I always remember that.
Right, that's early, dude. Everybody
yeah.
else started, like, high school, after high school.
Right.
But that's amazing, dude. Who else in your family was musically inclined?
For real, like, my dad, you know, he always sang in the church choir. My sister, she had a great voice as well. You know, she does some singing. She actually sang on one of my past projects I worked on. But really, everybody, you know, sang. But I had my godfather, and that's who my middle name is named after. His name is Keith, and he wrote a lot of songs as well. You know, had a lot of songs published, so... like I said, the music itself has just always been a part of me, so it was just, I guess, kind of up to me to take my own route with it. So that's what I'm trying to do now.
Word. So you came up with the music, everybody's singing, and then you were introduced to Fruity Loops, the producer's suite.
Yeah, I started using Fruity Loops. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much like. Not that long after I started just writing, like I said, it was about fifth grade or so, I started using the Fruity Loops. But, you know, my major influences, you know, before even all of that, was just like Cash Money, like the Hot Boys, BG. That's like one of my favorite rappers. So I'm just coming up, you know, some of the first that I was hearing. And I started their comfortability with the way they was presenting themselves. I let that flow into me. It just, you know what I'm saying, just let everything vibe out and just, you know what I'm saying, bring what you was trying to bring.
Yeah. BG.
Yeah, BG, man, that's my dog. I mess with it.
Yeah, whatever happened to BG, man? BG was
I think he ended up getting into some legal trouble, but I think he should be on home here soon, so hopefully we can hear some more music from him, because, man, we need it.
any other influences coming up other than the Hot Boys?
Shoot, coming up, Hot Boys is like, you know, honestly, back in the day, that was just now, there was a pop, you know what I'm saying, back in as far as rap was going. But then on the other level, you know, so I listened to a lot of R&B as well. And one of my favorite groups was Jagged Edge. You know, I had a lot of Jagged Edge, the way they do their melodies. Sometimes I try to incorporate melodies into my songs, and I think it's rooted, like I said, in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? I'm the youngest of four kids, so... I was the youngest getting the older influence, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Like, the BG and the Hot Boys, but also I was listening to, like, the Common and the Rakim, you know, within the more lyrical. So, like I said, it was pretty much
right. Just,
like, a little well-rounded background and, you know, try to take advantage of it.
Well, that's the reason why I asked you that question, because certain comments that you make about mumble rap, I want to get into that. It sounds like you have an old soul. Like like a hip hop purist, where
definitely,
and I'm old head myself, so I share the same sentiments about today's hip hop culture and where it's going, and you know how the lyrics are few and far between. So, what is your stance on that on mumble rap?
And for real, what it is with me is just like. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop started off with message, you know, and it ain't even about necessarily, it could be positive, it could be, as long as it's real is the way that I feel. And I just feel like with the sound of this mumble rap, it's like they're not even trying to let nobody hear what they're trying to say. Like, I don't even try to decipher all the time. You might know what the hook's saying, but can't nobody, you know what I'm saying, know every lyric that's coming from these dudes' mouth these days. And it's like, that's the main part of it. So... I don't know if they need to just consider it their own genre, but like I said, it's not even like rap. Like, you need to come with something and let people know what you're trying to say and let them hear it. You know what I'm saying? Because if not, you just, and I don't blame you, you know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do to make a career and get your money. But at the same time, it's like, what are you offering for the culture? And this is our culture, you know what I'm saying? We got to make the most of it.
This is true. You were raised in Louisville. and now you currently reside in the Knapp. How is the musical landscape out there in the Knapp?
In Indianapolis, you know, actually it's kind of similar to Louisville, man, as far as the artists go. You know what I'm saying? The artists link up, everything's cool. You know what I'm saying? The artists support each other 100%. You know what I'm saying? I done met great people from here to Louisville and even in other cities as well. But it's like, you know, it's kind of just like the people are waiting. They need that social relevance. So they're not always going to give you a chance if they never heard of you before or if they don't have heard of a big co-sign. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no co-sign and then they ain't really trying to check it. So it's just anybody doing this independent music thing, I respect, because it's like you got to definitely have drive for it these days to keep it going, because if not, if you're just trying to do a quick little come-up playing it like a lottery, you ain't going to last too long, because, you know what I'm saying, this is a sprint. This ain't no sprint. It's a marathon.
You down there on the east side?
Yeah. Well, I stay on, like, you know what I'm saying, northeast side. You know what I'm saying? I ain't, like, Post Road, but I'm, like, up in this little area called Allisonville, so it's, like, northeast Indianapolis.
Word. Shout out to Pendleton Pike.
Yeah, that's pretty close too.
Yeah, I'm messed with the Knapp. Top off like the Louis Lucas Oil Stadium.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so man, let's get into the new music. It's called Authentic. It's an LP. Can you tell us the concept behind Authentic? Is it similar to what we were talking about with trying to change, like trying to revive that culture?
I mean, it is, like, in a way, but like I said, I mean, it's authentic. It just comes with, like, really, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know what I'm saying? Everybody cliche, I'm original, I'm different, all of that. Everybody say that stuff. But it's like the way I'm coming with it, it's like, yeah, I'm trying to revive the culture and all of that, but I'm also coming, like, straight at it. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's no cutting corners. Like, I come straight on with my delivery and try to just make sure people can feel it and try to put passion into my lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of the songs, you know, I got a wide range. That's another reason why I called it authentic, because I got some, you know what I'm saying, slow R&B type tracks, and I also got on the other end, like, some hype, you know what I'm saying, almost Lil Jon type tracks. You know what I'm saying? I did a track with Pastor Troy back in 2014, so I feel like my range is all over the place. Like, you know, I can come low or I can come high, but regardless, I'm going to come true, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be something that's real, and that's all I can provide.
Hmm. Let me ask you about your writing style, because a lot of people do it differently. I used to write at my kitchen table, and I had, like, 20 tablets, you know, like 20 notepads, right? And then
right.
I would take that, I would have a full song, then I would go into the studio and I would just knock it out, right? Recently, people use their cell phone, they write on their cell phone, and they knock it out. Some people, they just go in there and they freestyle and they piece it together. How do you do it? How did you do it for Authentic?
I mean, for Authentic, you know, it's kind of a range, like, most of the time, I like to write, like, freestyling is cool, and I can do that, but I feel like when you write, that's when you can actually channel, you know what I'm saying, your energy and come, you know what I'm saying, make sure you're on subject matter and everything's on point the way it needs to be. So I prefer to write, you know, but I'm pretty much similar to how you just said, you know what I'm saying, you like to write it. I like to come in there with my stuff ready. Like, last studio session I had, I was in there, you know, for 5 hours and recorded 5 tracks. The engineer was like, damn, he was like, you came, you know what I'm saying, ready. He was like, and I feel like I need to catch up to you. I was like, man, I'm just trying to, you feel me, like, get the most out of my time.
Mean,
like, a lot of people, you go ahead.
It's money, you know, you you know, how much was the studio per hour?
Studio per hour, I got a rate, but it started off at $75 per hour, but they cut it down when I bought that 5 block.
So yeah, you definitely want to be on point for that $75 per hour.
Right, and it's not. And the thing is I do a lot of. I record myself too, but sometimes I just like to go to the studio so that way I don't have to spend the time doing the mastering and engineering and all of that. But it's like some of these artists nowadays, they like to go to the studio just to be around the equipment, take pictures, bring their friends with them and all of that stuff. It's like, man, coming here to do this music.
Yeah, this work.
Right.
All right. This is what we're going to do, Adrian. Go ahead and introduce the song, Authentic. We're going to go ahead and play that for them.
Cool, most definitely. Yeah, this is that song, Authentic, from that self-titled album, Authentic, coming December 1st. And it's powerful, man. I'm saying, just keep up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it authentic, and hopefully more people try to keep it authentic as well, because we in it.
Bye.
Ever since the beginning, I've been authentic. Objective of the mission, I gotta get it. And they say they different, they must be tripping. Yeah, I've been authentic. Yeah, I've been authentic. Ever since the beginning, I've been authentic. Objective of the mission, I gotta get it. And they say they different, they must be tripping. Yeah, I've been authentic. Yeah, I've been authentic. Authentic, I'm living, I ain't tripping, no what's trending. I'm just getting to the business, cause they fidget when you win it. Got me inching my position, I ain't tripping about a mention. Niggas itching for attention, got these men mimicking women. Guessing that was their decision, well I'm deciding to do me. Set some goals, smash them, turn around, they be like ooh wee. And I mess with peace, but I don't know no limit. I'm down with gritting, fuck with the same at the finish as the beginning. You ain't getting commended for all this flipping and switching. They in the game and they glitching, trying to be slick and they slipping. Power they bringing is 50, I always 100%. My name is Adrian Nifty, I play to keep it authentic. Praying that real for the real and ain't getting built off no gimmicks. Don't tell me quick, yeah, I listen. I think of it when I'm winning. I'm chilling, sipping the Guinness. When it comes to the hate, I'm a nemesis. Cause it don't mean a lick of piss if you ain't on my premises. I ain't trying to be in the mix, I ain't fucking with most. Cause all the topics be gossip, or they just rushing the boast. I just be chilling, I ain't in my feelings, making the post. When you start getting some bread and they hot, you making the toast. I write out a word, but I'm antisocial. Can't toast them, but they yell on some purple. I'm ripping equipment to me, it's like, come on. I just finished rolling the street like a oh. They don't think it's me when they hearing my vocals. I've never been local. Vocals always been a focal. They listen and hope that they gon' get some promo. I'm missing the point if it ain't about no. I ride away, now I surface. Took the rap game, now work like a circus. I can never sell my soul, it's not worth it. Get a finesse and I do it with purpose. Whenever I'm ready, I've never been nervous. I'm trained to feel like I was in a service. They told me I should change, but that was not working. Guess I ain't trending authentic for some.
I'ma keep it true, I ain't trying to please you. If you keep it true, then I'm just like you. So like everybody calls and they calling in too. That we out there, Nick alone, if this is what they gon' do. I'ma keep it true, I ain't trying to please you. If you keep it true, then I'm just like you. So like everybody calls and they calling in too. That we out there, Nick alone, if this is what they gon' do. Ever since the beginning, I've been authentic. Objective of the mission, I gotta get it. And they say they different, they must be tripping. Yeah, I've been authentic. Yeah, I've been authentic. Ever since the beginning, I've been authentic. Objective of the mission, I gotta get it. And they say they different, they must be tripping. Yeah, I've been authentic. Yeah, I've been authentic.
Dope. Alright, that right there was Authentic off of the LP with the same name, Authentic, that will be dropping on December the 1st from Adrian Nifty. How you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm doing alright, man. I'm just chilling, you know what I'm saying? I cannot complain.
Alright, so yeah, man. So, how many tracks are on Authentic?
Oh, and on Authentic, honestly, man, I done recorded about, like, 30 tracks for it, but honestly, I'm only putting out 11, you know what I'm saying? I went through the cream of the crop, you know what I'm saying, and picked them out and made some tough decisions, but I came out with 11 strong ones.
Ah, oh, man, that's heart-wrenching. That is hard, dude, because I know all of them are heat, like, they're your babies, and you gotta sideline some to put. Now, with the other 20, what are you gonna do with those?
And I'm gonna sit around. I don't know if I'm gonna release them in, you know, in project to come, but I'm gonna see, because, you know what I'm saying, I don't want my stuff to sound super dated, so I try to really make sure, hold on to the ones that sound timeless, and those are the ones I think I might go forward and release later on, but the other ones might just be in the vault for right now.
Right, or either put them on a mixtape or something like that.
Right.
I mix them in there. Yeah, that's dope, man. So we talked about your beginnings. We talked about your present with the album. And then we're going to get into, like, you know, future, where you want to take it to. But I just want to ask about the LP. Like, what is it that you want to come from it? You know.
Yeah, what
is
I really
it
want
sale?
To come from
is it for is
yeah,
it free?
Man, it's for sale and it's for free. Like, I'm going to be streaming it, you know, through all the services. You can even stream it. It's going to be streamable on YouTube, Spotify. You can check it if you're trying to support me on the Apple Music and iTunes. My main thing is, like, it's not necessarily, like I said, I'm not in this for a lottery. I ain't really trying to come up right now as far as just, you know, making some money, but I want to make this a solid stepping stone for me. You know, so I've recorded projects in the past, but this is going to be my first one that's pretty much available at any way you can get it. Like I said, I just want people to hear it more than anything, and you know what I'm saying, we'll work on some sales, you know what I'm saying, later on, but I just need to get the real ones rocking with me so that we can go ahead and move forward.
All right. Make sure y'all visit adriannifley.com. Y'all can get that on December the 1st. It should be there, right?
Yeah, most definitely. It's going to be there, like I said, anywhere you can get it, but my website is going to always have everything up to date. And like I said, it's just like you said, adriannifley.com. And you won't miss a beat. And now I got a mailing list as well. You know what I'm saying? You subscribe to that, and you can download a free project. You know what I'm saying? It's like compiled songs that I did in the past, and you can get those so you can get caught up to what I've been on.
Like the days.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, yeah, man. So you had touched on something briefly about the money part of it that I wanted to talk to you about. You once said, I've always loved to create through music. I had a way to express my creative side in my own way. I never started doing music to be a millionaire or to glorify material things, just following my heart. So, yeah, man, elaborate on that a little bit, because you touched on it briefly about not trying to, you know, not in it for a lottery.
Right. And what that is, man, I feel like once people do get in it, you know what I'm saying, just strictly to make money, that's when the content gets watered down and what they're producing, it ain't as tip-top as what it should be or what the art calls for. And it's like, for me, definitely my goal is to make a living doing this music. But I know it's not going to happen overnight, and it's not even going to happen as fast as I would want it to happen. But, you know what I'm saying, if you're in it for the long haul and you down to create, you know what I'm saying, then everything else should fall into place. You just got to stay productive and stay consistent. So that's why I just try to keep preaching to myself, you know what I'm saying, so that way I'll be good when the time comes. But like I said, up front, I'm not trying to come up off people's head and like buy this, buy that. No, just, you know what I'm saying, I want to use it as a net, you know what I'm saying, and grab people up just rocking with me and respect the same type of way I'm delivering this music. And then, like I said, we can worry about that later on.
Word, man. That's awesome, because, I mean, you know, that's basically what artists need to do, is just focus on the art and the money will come.
Right. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? If your heart's in it and the right reasons, you know what I'm saying, you definitely see some positive outcome. That's the way I believe.
Well, bro, I appreciate you coming aboard. Most definitely had a nice, healthy conversation about hip-hop.
Definitely. I'm glad I could come through. I'm glad you had me.
Oh, no doubt. Hit him with some final words, and we're going to get out of here.
Man, this is Adrian Nifley, man. To anybody listening, if you ever hear this, I just want to thank you from my heart. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. And if you listen to my music, I appreciate you even more. And I guarantee you I got a lot more to come. And I promise I will never stop.
There you have it. There you have it. So go ahead and if you listen, hit him on Twitter, at Adrian Nifley, on Facebook, Adrian Nifley. If you don't know how to spell Nifley, it starts with a K, Nifflei. You can search Adrian Nifley. He will be on Across the USA Blog Network pretty soon. So if you're listening to this, you're probably listening to on USA Blog Network. He just dropped a dope new video for Authentic. So click play, you know, real talk, dope video, and then download the album on December the 1st, so get his man's due respect and support, all right? So we're going to get on out of here, man. That's another successful episode of the USA Blog Network's the Dopeness series, bringing you nothing but the dopest in the world, Craig. In the world. Also, make sure you support us by going to click like and follow on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/USA Blog Network. All right? And we out of here. We're going to go out to Days again because it's so dope. We out, bro. All right, Adrian.
Yeah, what's up?
All right, bro. We out of here, man. Salute to you.
All right, cool. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right. Well.
Look, one day you might see me up, the next day I'm laying low, but on both days I never switched up, so I'm with you up, wanna see you low, one day I wanna live it up, with the same ones that been with me though, every day I'm stepping over that bullshit, I'm like tripping on, every day progressing, some days some faking, though a few that did some changes and I don't think I would change it. They don't know you till you're famous, and they telling everybody that they know somebody famous. Every day I learn something new, trying to earn something new. I don't trust what I heard something through. A lot of days, that's a lot of patience. Getting days in like a reservation. One day I was wishing it, the next day I was getting it. But on both days I knew I had to get it. And then once I started, I would never finish. Spend some days, I gotta spend some more. Yeah, I won a few, I'm trying to win some more. Thinking back on them old days, and it's motivation for the ones to come.
Days. I've learned some things from some days. I've been going hard for some days. Thinking back on the days. Man, I remember some days. I've learned some things from some days. I've been going hard for some days. Thinking back on the days. Man, I
my walls are black, me and AK in the strongest sack, with a lot of seeds and a lot of stems, we had a lot of friends who ended up falling back, like a lot of them, I was soaking places, in my mama's basement, holding my breath for better days, they were overdue, then felt overrated, the oceans never asked for the waves, permission, but life is measured by all of the days it's lived in. Muslims, pagans, Christians, yeah. It's all the same song. The only difference is that each group thinks the other plays it wrong. It's all the same, God. It's all the same.